Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Orange County Chair Forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. My name is Matt Hughes, and I'm the chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, so I thank you all for being here. I will be moderating tonight's forum with Susan Romaine, my first vice chair, here with me. And the Orange County Democratic Party would also like to thank WCHL for recording the event, and they will be broadcasting it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. This election is a unique one. This is the first election since 1982 that there has been an open seat for sheriff. In fact, only three men have served as sheriff in the last 60 years. So this is a unique opportunity for the men before you tonight. They have put their names forward for this year's election and a very unique opportunity to serve our county. Specifically, I thank them for putting their names forward for our party's nomination and for offering themselves up to public service in a new and exciting role. And I'll make one prediction, since there is no Republican nominee, that one of these six will be sheriff at the end of the year. Tonight's forum will have multiple parts, and the candidates have been told what these parts are. They will start out with an opening statement of 90 seconds. They will have two general questions to be answered by each candidate for a one-minute response. We will take questions from the audience. So some of you may have walked in with note cards on your chairs. Some of you have turned in those note cards for questions. We cannot promise to answer all, or ask all of them, rather. But please write your question. We'll screen through them. And then we'll have a 30-second closing statement for each candidate. Yes, time is tight, but our hope is that each of these candidates, some of whom have been campaigning for a while now, will be able to offer concise and thoughtful and specific answers to these questions. Follow-ups will be allowed if they're needed to clarify a candidate's response if we need that. We ask that the audience remain respectful and not to boo or to applaud candidates. However, we do want to welcome each of our candidates here tonight. And they are Charles Blackwood, Andy Cagle, David Caldwell, Larry Fawcett, Buddy Parker, and Keith Webster. And I put all of our candidates' names into a random generator to see who will actually make the first opening statement. And that lucky person is Buddy Parker.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Appreciate that.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank the Orange County Democratic Party for hosting the forum, as well as each and every one of you here tonight coming out to listen to us. My name is Buddy Parker, and I'm your candidate for Orange County Sheriff. First off, I'd like to thank Sheriff Pendergrass for his over half a decade, half a century of service to the county. And I'd also like to thank him for getting me involved in law enforcement. He asked me when I was 15 years old what I wanted to do with my life, and I told him, I'm going to have your job one day. I'm here to keep that promise. I am a lifelong resident of Orange County, and I'm a father of an amazing 10-year-old boy. Alex, would you stand up for a second, please? My son. He attends Orange County Public Schools. I have a vested interest in improving the quality of life and safety of our residents and visitors of this great county. I started my career in law enforcement as a reserve deputy with the Orange County Sheriff's Department in 1994, was hired by the Hillsborough Police Department in 1995, and that's where I've served continuously to this day. I am a working supervisor, and I promise to be a working sheriff with an open door in mind for our citizens, as well as our deputies and officers of other agencies. We must eliminate barriers that hold us back. It's time to reaffirm our commitment to our communities that we will not tolerate criminal behavior that impairs our quality of life or safety. We will collaborate and communicate with our sister agencies and share information with the public proactively. I'm Buddy Parker, and I'm your candidate for sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, Orange Democratic Party, and thank you all for being here tonight. I'm Charles Blackwood, and I'm here calling I'm here asking for your vote. I'm a lifelong resident of Orange County. I spent 32 years of my career preparing for this position. I worked up from a deputy on patrol to the major of operations, serving as second in command to Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass. I'm the only candidate who has served in, managed, or supervised all the divisions of the Sheriff's Office. In this job, experience matters. I have the hands-on experience and all the facets of the department that the other candidates do not have. Some of my goals are to develop a comprehensive strategic approach to the reduction of illegal drug activity, which often leads to criminal breaking into homes, residential break-ins, and property loss. I want to continue and improve on our relations with the area law enforcement agencies, UNC, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, the Highway Patrol, as well as other community organizations throughout the county. I want to continue to work with Judge Buckner and expand the drug treatment court to eliminate the mentally ill from our jail. I want to adopt new technologies to track crime trends in hopes that we can stay ahead of the criminals in our community. I want to evaluate the salaries of our staff to make certain that they're being paid equitably with those throughout the state. Thank you very much. I'm Charles Blackwood, and I'd appreciate your vote. All the way at the bottom on the ballot.
Mr. Webster.
My name is Keith Webster. I'm candidate for sheriff. I have over 21 years of law enforcement experience, over 3,200 hours of education and training in law enforcement. Right now, I work at the Carrboro Police Department, where I work for a kind of a law enforcement agency that embodies the progressive and forward thinking and spirit that this county needs and has. I'm a kind of modern law enforcement culture that we need for the sheriff's office. You should vote for me because I have the passion, the experience necessary to make the changes. You should vote for me because I promise as sheriff, I will be a working sheriff. I will be out there assisting the patrol division, investigations, the jail staff, and mainly you as the citizens. I will adopt a no-shame policy in our sexual and domestic violence situations. I will offer officer support for those individuals who are our victims and survivors. We owe it to the good men and women who work at the Sheriff's Department to ensure they have the best training possible and the best training tools to do their jobs. We need a sheriff to be on the forefront of progression, modernization, to move into the 21st century. I feel that I'm the sheriff or the candidate for that position. Come May 6th, I would like to ask you for your vote. Thank you very much.
I'm Andy Cagle, 22-year resident of Orange County, 20 years of business management, real estate property management, 10 years of public relations. And what I have to bring, like I said, is a little bit different. Like I said, through my management skills, like I said, working within budgets over the past 20 years as a service provider, I believe I can provide the service the citizens deserve. I would like to make a move for the Sheriff's Office to become an accredited agency. This will show accountability and transparency. Like I say, where the Sheriff's Office will be inspected by outside inspectors that will show you directly that we're doing our job like we're supposed to. Fighting crime by investing in our children. New programs in the schools, especially programs that deals with the effects of bullying. Better protection for all citizens in the county. I have drawn up a new patrol plan. Right now the county is divided in 5 areas for patrol. I have a plan that divides it in 7 areas. It reduces all areas. I didn't take away anything from anybody. The area down south decreased in size as well. It'll give better coverage all the way around. And I think my time's up. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is David Carl. I'm a candidate for Orange County Sheriff. I'm a lifelong resident of Orange County, graduate of Chapel Hill High School and North Carolina Central University. After graduation, I worked at the Carver Police Department before entering the United States Army Military Police Corps. My home duty station was Fort Bragg. I was later deployed to Germany, where I was a bodyguard for high-ranking generals. I returned to the States and was deployed to the West Indies during the invasion of Grenada. After completing active duty, I joined the Army Reserve as a drill instructor. In 88, I returned to Orange County Sheriff's Office, where I served as a deputy, achieving the rank of lieutenant in patrol division, senior field training officer, and SWAT team member. I retired from Orange County Sheriff's Department with over 22 years of service, earned a second degree in criminal justice from Mount Olive College before starting my career as an environmental justice organizer. If elected, I'd like to see the community become better educated about the laws that relate to them through emphasis on community outreach. I also favor more aggressive recruitment of minorities to reflect and work with the diverse nature of our community. My life is here in this area. I come from a family that has long served Orange County. I'm running for sheriff because I care about what happens in my community, and I feel I have a great deal to bring to the office from my years of experience working with diverse groups. Thank you, and I appreciate being your sheriff.
Good evening. My name is Larry Fawcett. I'm a lifelong resident of Orange County with 30-plus years of law enforcement as a deputy of the Orange County Sheriff's Office. I rose through the ranks from a deputy to captain through hard work, dedication, and initiative. I have many years of experience supervising and leading multiple divisions within the Sheriff's Office. My community involvement consists of Relay for Life, Ronald McDonald House, OCIM, and presently serving on the advisory board, State Employees Credit Union, and also coaching at Cedar Ridge High School. My goal is to build and sustain a department which values all people, models accountability, diversity, and fairness. As a sheriff, I would treat all people equally and fairly. There is much work we can do to continue work toward reducing crime and enhancing safety countywide. I will support programs that affect the positive behaviors in our youth and help promote good citizenship. Take steps to build a more diverse team of law enforcement professionals who reflect communities we serve. Support programs that foster positive-oriented interaction between our professionals and public. The fundamental duty of the Orange County Office of the Sheriff is to protect and serve its residents. The Office of the Sheriff is about serving the community as a whole and ensuring that those served and those serving are secure and informed. I know that serving as Sheriff of Orange County is not about ego or power. It's about serving the entire community. I will be a sheriff for all the people.
We're now going to move into the question phase of this forum. Myself and my first vice chair, Susan Romain, will ask a question of each candidate. They will have a minute to respond to that question, and they will be asked of all candidates here before us. So we will just continue to move along. So Charles Black would be the next candidate to answer the next question. Susan, do you want to answer first?
What is your management style, and how will it be effective as sheriff?
My management style is that of nurturing. I think that one must understand the task that he's getting ready to give to the person or officer that he's talking with and consider their task-related abilities. And you need to make certain that you stay in touch with them after you've given them that task to see that it has been completed in a timely manner. I think that it comes from empowerment and getting them to feel good about what they have done. And I guess as far as that goes, there's managers and leaders, and I'm a leader more than a manager.
Mr. Webster.
My management style is I want to be a mentor and an advisor. I want to empower the person that we're asking to do the job. I want to enhance their abilities so they feel good about what they're doing and they want to go out and do with that. But I also want to follow up and make sure they're doing that correctly. I'm not a micromanager. I like to delegate but also want to make sure they're doing the job correctly. Follow up with that officer or that deputy. That is my type of management style. Thank you.
My management style, like I said, would be putting things in place, especially for the employees, training standards, where they know what to expect when they come to the sheriff's office for a job. They know what to expect from us. We know what to expect from them. So each employee, like I say, has an opportunity to succeed, whether it be in the sheriff's office or if they want to move on somewhere else and better themselves. Being a good example, like I said, a business leader, like I said, in the community for a long time, I think I've encouraged a lot of people, like I said, in business, like I said, through my leadership style.
I look at the job as being a problem solver. That's the style that I like to bring to the office. It's not that you don't have to know every answer, but you need to know how to go and find it. I'd like to spend more time on the answers and the solutions than we do on the problems, instead of continually to repeat the problem, going over the same thing time and time again.
My manager style is leading by example. I want my young men, my men and women, to walk with me, not behind me. If I'm there, if you're happy to come to work, then you're going to be a happy person when you're out there meeting the public and doing your job as Deputy Sheriff of Orange County. When you put people in place, you have a nucleus of people working together. It's all about communication and working together. If you communicate, great things happen. If you don't communicate, you won't have anything. My problem is that we will work together, and we work together as a team.
Well, I'm a hands-on leader. I lead by example. I never ask my men or women to do anything that I will not or have not done before. I utilize strengths, and we work on weaknesses and improve. Thank you.
Thank you. My question involves a piece of legislation that was passed over 10 years ago, and it is the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. And as you know, as sheriff, one of your responsibilities will be managing the county jail. The Prison Rape Elimination Act is also known as PREA, and as the title says, it's to reduce prison rapes in not just federal prisons, but also state prisons and county jails. Any agency not in compliance with this bipartisan legislation that passed over 10 years ago will lose, I think, about 5% of their federal funding. Is Orange County in compliance with PREA? And if not, what will you do to ensure our county's compliance? And I believe that will begin with Mr. Webster.
Orange County is in compliance with those regulations. They work hard at trying to keep the jail down, the number of inmates they have in the jail, from my understanding. We need to monitor that and stay on top of that. So thank you.
Mr. Cagle?
I'd have to base my answer off of common sense and hearsay. Like I said, I mean, I've not read in the news anywhere, like I said, that we're out of compliance. Like I said, we should follow the same example set by the current sheriff, like I said, work within inside of those guidelines, to make sure that we, keep everything on the straight and narrow.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes, sir. It's in compliance, and I'll agree with Mr. Cagle in the fact that the gentleman that's been in office now, Sheriff Pendergrass, you don't stay in that long by making mistakes and not going along with what has to be done. So I would assume that it would be that it is in compliance and everything is the way it should be.
Mr. Fawcett.
I think it's in compliance.
you don't stay in a position that long running a jail without being in compliance with the federal laws. And through the years, I know ever since Sheriff Pendergrass has been there, the jail has been ran exactly, I mean, go far and beyond what we're really supposed to do, make things safe for the workers and safe for the inmates. And I think it'll continue to be ran that same way if I'm elected chair.
Mr. Parker?
As far as I know, it's in compliance. I haven't heard anything otherwise. To make sure that we continue to be in compliance, you know, we have to investigate every accusation or any information that we get to the contrary. And, you know, we have to act on those investigations. Thank you.
Mr. Brockwood.
I left in December of 2012. We were at that time. I cannot say for now. I know there's a lot of media coverage on this issue right now with other counties. I will tell you that our jail administrator has recently been through state mandated training and some additional jail training. And I'm 90% sure, throwing my head out on the block, that he is. And I would hope that we maintain that. And if elected sheriff, I would certainly see that we do.
Thank you. We will now move to the audience questioning that we have. Several of you have note cards on your chairs that greeted you as you came in. They are for questions, and several of you have already turned in questions. If you have other questions, certainly make sure that your card gets up here, and we'll be sure to ask as many questions as we can. Pardon? Yes, if you need note cards, we do have additional note cards. And I think I'll turn it over to Susan to ask some of the questions that we've received.
What is our greatest challenge to public safety? And if elected, how will you address it?
Mr. Cagle?
I think our greatest challenge, like I said, I mean, is I'd have to go at it as a whole. Like I said, we've got to concentrate on all aspects of crime. I mean, we can't just single one out. Like I said, one's just as important as the other. Like I said, I mean, I think under my patrol plan, like I said, I mean, you know, that will deter, like I said, all aspects of crime, whether it's drugs, B&Es. Like I say, under my patrol plan, like I say, I've reduced the patrol areas for every part of the county. Like I say, I want to compliment the efforts, like I say, of the Chapel Hill Police and the UNC Police. Like I say, by reducing that size of the area, like I say, to give our deputy in that area more time, like I say, to help with the B&Es, like I say, and the security for the UNC Police.
And that was time. You can get your thought out, but as soon as that timer goes off. But Mr. Caldwell?
Yes, I think one of the biggest problems we have that really needs to look into is our communication problem. We've got one of the most diverse communities that there is. And I think the problem is that without communication, we're not going to be able to. How can you explain a law to someone if you can't communicate with them? How can you provide safety for them if you can't communicate? If you don't understand the cultures, you're going to create conflict. And with that conflict, you're going to have problems. So I think that's one of the biggest problems, like I said, is communication, getting the deputies out, getting them trained, bringing in people that are like those in these communities so that people feel more comfortable reporting crimes and being able to deal with the bad guys.
You were almost there. Mr. Fawcett.
I think one of the greatest problems is going to be growth. We are growing. It's not going to stop growing. And we're going to have to grow with the times. And I think another major issue is going to be our schools, with our school-to-prison pipeline. Ladies and gentlemen, our school-to-prison pipeline, we got kids going to jail before they even get out of school. And that's something we got. I want to put programs in place to sort of offset that, and I think that's the way to start. We got to start from our youth, and if we get our youth straight, then I think we'd be on that right path.
Mr. Parker?
I'm going to say that drugs and gangs are a major problem. We need to prevent where we can. We need to intervene where we can, and we need to enforce aggressive enforcement on gang members and drug dealers, drug suppliers. You know, we all understand, you know, we're going to have to go after the users on the street, but we need to flip them, go after the dealers, go after the suppliers. You've heard the old saying, you cut off a head, another two take its place. We go after the body, and it won't come back. Thank you.
Time. Thank you. Mr. Blackwood.
Can you all hear us in the back?
Make sure you all speak up, please.
Growth is going to be a huge issue in Orange County. We can't argue the fact that you see houses going up, you see some concrete trucks going up and down the road. Somebody's building something somewhere, and they're not building it to be unoccupied. They're going to be people in those buildings, in those homes. So growth is a major issue. But we've got another problem that occurs at the dinner table with families. And the Sheriff's Department is a boots on the ground, out in your community connection. And I think that the Sheriff's Department needs to work closer with families in our communities and in our schools to make certain that we get family cohesiveness, and so we can stop some of these crimes, giving children an alternative to crime. So the family unit, growth, they're all major issues, and we're going to have to embrace technology to stay ahead of crime trends.
Thank you. Question we also received involves a gun buyback program. Would you support such a program?
I get a chance to answer that question.
Oh yes, sorry, I'm ready to hop to the next question. Sorry, yes, Mr. Webster.
We need to continue to build trust in our communities. We need to continue to have diversity in our sheriff's department, and we need to continue to be transparent. Those are some of the issues, the big issues that we're going to be dealing with as we move forward. As any new sheriff is going to come into this office, those are some of the big issues that they will deal with. And those are the issues that I'm looking forward to dealing with, is to maintaining the trust, maintaining that diversity, and build upon that diversity of that sheriff's department, and also being as transparent as possible. Thank you.
Now back to the question that I started. I apologize for that, Mr. Webster. The question that we have involves supporting a gun buyback program as a way of reducing violent crimes. Is that a program you would support, Mr. Caldwell?
Yes, I favor anything getting weapons off the streets.
Mr. Fawcett?
Yeah, I support that greatly. Anything that we do to control the excess of weapons that are out there.
Mr. Parker.
I'm going to have to look at it in several different ways here. We need to look at it and see how effective it is in actually reducing violent crimes, and also look at what are the citizens getting for that by spending their money doing that. So I think we need a little bit more research on it before making a decision on whether or not we'll do that or not.
Mr. Blackwood.
I have to completely agree with Buddy on that, and we're going to call each other by first names because we love each other. We think a lot of each other. All of us do. I would have to agree with that. Durham has done a buyback program for several years. If you turn the TV on in the last couple of days, violent crime ain't gone down in Durham. You have to think about what you're spending. If you're the sheriff and you're in charge of that budget, you've got to look at the time and the manpower that goes out for these programs and what the county recoups from it. Certainly everybody's against gun violence. We're in a polarized community. Some love them, some hate them. And we're just going to have to deal with that. But I would look at it, I would consider it, and I'm certainly in favor of anything to reduce violence. I just don't know that it's an effective program.
Thank you. Mr. Webster?
I would support a gun buyback program, but I also want to look into it, how we can do it efficiently and not overspend for the guns that are coming back in. I look at it as another tool in our toolbox to take a weapon off the street that's not used in a violent crime. So I would support a gun buyback program.
I'm not really sure. Like I said, I mean, if you know, the guns that you would potentially buy, like I say, from a gun buyback, like I say, would be from law-abiding citizens. Because the criminals are not going to bring the guns for you to buy them back. They're going to keep their guns.
So if you're just wanting to sell your gun, like I said, I mean, take it to the gun store, like I say, and then you can be sure, like I say, that the next person that buys that gun, like I say, will have been checked out through process, like I say, and got the proper permits to own it. I don't think a gun buyback would be real effective in reducing crime.
Mr. Caldwell. Oh, sorry. I already answered that. This is an interesting question we actually received, and we're actually going to combine two questions into one since they're very relevant. There are very little LGBT and women deputies amongst the ranks at the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Why is this, and what will you do to increase their presence and or visibility? Mr. Fawcett.
All right. What we have here, number one, you have to find qualified applicants. You know, have to be 21 years of age, and they're not, I can tell you right now, they're not going to just start flocking in the doors. What we have to do, we have to recruit. And when I say recruit, we have to go out and find young women that are willing to pursue a career in law enforcement. And I found out more and more each day by being around young people. And we do have more young people going into criminal justice. That doesn't mean that they want to be a police officer, but they're all forms of criminal justice. So what we have to do is go out and recruit. Find these young men and young women out there, and they are out there. And we do a great deal with ACC, Alamance Community College, and sponsoring people that do go through their program as far as law enforcement.
Thank you. Mr. Parker?
Well, let me go ahead and say this. I don't care what your preference is. You know, if you can do the job, come on. Qualified, come on. I don't care what your preference is. I'm lucky. You know, I've got family members that are in the LBGT. So, you know, that doesn't bother me. As for why it's not out in the sheriff's office, I have no idea. I don't know if it's culture of the current sheriff or what. So, but that I don't care about.
Mr. Blackwood?
I don't know that we don't know because I don't ask. I know that as a major who recruit people and get them through our entry-level program and get them sworn, and do a background investigation on them and give them a car, give them the training that they need. Short few months later, we're having an investigation to figure out what we need to get rid of them. I don't know that that's the appropriate way to do that. I think if you get somebody that's qualified, you give them an opportunity. You foster them to want to stay. You cultivate them to want to stay. Give them a reason to want to stay. I just don't know why I don't know why.
Thank you. Mr. Webster?
I'm not sure why there's not any at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, but I consider myself very lucky to work for the Carrboro Police Department, where we do have diversity. And in my opening statement, I talked about diversity, and I encourage that. Would go out and welcome folks to come into our agency, to come in and be who they are. Not ashamed of it. I encourage that. We would go out and aggressively recruit diversified people, and we welcome that. Thank you.
Mr. Cagle?
Well, we just need to advertise, like I said, we're an equal opportunity employer. Like I said, I mean, I think that's the problem right there. Like I said, you know, to get women in the workplace, like I said, I mean, you have to advertise for them. Like I said, if they don't know they're welcome, they're not going to come. Like I say, and when they come, like I said, I mean, you know, give them the opportunity that you give everybody else, plain and simple.
Mr. Caldwell?
I don't even think that's a question on the application. I'm going to go with the application. If you want to be there, you can fit the, you can pass the requirements. I think you're there. And the sheriff has had, the department has had lesbians and gays in the department. I trained one myself, so I know for a fact. And she was an excellent officer. And she did not leave because of hostility or anything. She left because she felt she got a better job. And she did a great job. And, you know, I just don't see that as being a problem as far as bringing them in our department.
Did I get you all this time? All right, there we go. Mr. Parker, this question goes to you first. What is one positive and one negative quality that you can think of about the current operations of the sheriff's office? And I guess we can think of this as, you know, what's a positive and not necessarily a negative, but what would you change?
I will say that a positive for the sheriff's office is they have very dedicated deputies that work there that want to help people in the community. The one thing that I would change is that we would push training, more training for our deputies so that they can increase the quality of life for the citizens of Orange County. Thank
you. Mr. Blackwood.
I think the positive thing that the sheriff's office has is that they care. They're responsive. You talk about an open door policy. There's never a time that somebody can come with a problem that somebody's not going to try to help them. It might not be the sheriff because he's got things he's got going on, but somebody's going to be there to try to help them. So I think we're responsive. We're accountable. As far as things that need to be changed, I've talked about the culture from within the agency, and I think that falls on me as the sheriff to change that. And the culture change starts right at the top and works its way down. And I think people need to feel good about where they work and want to be there.
Thank you. Mr. Webster.
The positive is that sheriff's department has so many men and women working there who love their jobs, who want to go out and work, who want to go out and give 110% to the citizens of this county. One of the negatives or something that I would want to change is a professional career adjustment or career ladder for all of the deputies there. Right now there isn't one. I want to provide them with the best possible training that we can get for them and give them an opportunity to advance within that sheriff's office. We want to keep those deputies there. We want to keep those men and women who love their job and who love to work for the citizens of Orange County. And that is how we can do that. That's one of the things that I would change. Thank you.
Mr. Cagle.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the positive, like I said, in the sheriff's office, especially under Sheriff Pendergrass, like I said, the way he's found balance, you know, throughout the county. Like I said, I mean, because the county is so different from one side to the other, north to south. You know, I think the training, like I said, I mean, for the deputies, like I said, and the achievement, as Keith was saying, like I said, I mean, is something, you know, I would like to change as well, like I said, through CALEA accreditation. Like I said, you know, that where deputies would be trained, like I said, under standard training, like I said, you know, international standards.
Thank you. Mr. Caldwell?
Positive, one of the best things about it is that department has always put you first, always. In my 20-plus years there, I have not been there one time when the citizens weren't put there first. We've been lucky and had people with so much character. And to me, character is not just someone that will do the right thing, but they'll do the right thing when nobody's looking. And that's what you have out there. One of the things I'd like to see is more culture training to deal with the diversity in our community. Not just learning to say, put your hands up, hands behind your back or whatever, but let's learn how to, you know, how's your day going? How's the family? Carry on some personal conversations to make everybody feel a part of the community.
Mr. Fawcett.
I think the most positive thing, you know, we stay there, but we talk about training. We are trained. We are a well-trained unit. And there, of course, we're going to need more training each day, each month, every day that goes along. But we are trained. We got one of the best trained departments in the state. And we do go out every day and tackle the task that faces us each day. And one of the, this is not a negative thing, but this is something I want to do, is start fostering our youth in the schools a little bit more than what we are now. And I think that plays a very important part to me and to my heart, that and the citizens of Orange County. We owe them that much. Because I guarantee you, we foster our youth a little bit more and put programs, more programs in the schools that can get them on the right path, then I can guarantee you that we'll have less trouble out of them later on in life.
In a similar vein, the next question actually deals with how we work with youth. And this question will first go to Mr. Blackwood. Several of you talked about youth in your opening statements. What specific actions would you take to address juvenile delinquency in Orange County?
Could they stand when they answer so we can hear them?
Yes, if you would please stand just so folks can hear you.
The programs that we have had in place at the Sheriff's Office for years, GREAT, DARE, and our gang resistance programs, our drug diversion programs, are all very well. Larry talks about how the programs in our schools need to be enhanced. They do. The byproduct of having our officers in our school is that we have a mentor there that they might not have at home. I'm not so much worried about the safety of the children at the school. Now, I want you to listen to me when I say this. I'm not worried about the officer being able to prevent somebody from coming to the school and hurting them, because the officer being there is why people go to the school to try to hurt them. They want to get the notoriety, and they know an officer provides them what they want, and that's a quick death if they do it. But the byproduct is you've got an officer there that can be that father figure to them or that mother figure to them, but that they might not have at home. I know that when I was a kid in the schools, I looked up to the officers that worked in the school systems. This man will tell you that he's in law enforcement today because of Archie Daniel, who was one of our law enforcement officers in the schools. Larry Fawcett has fostered many kids and mentored them, many kids throughout our schools, and they're to be commended for that. Those officers in those schools do a lot more than keep the bad guy away from the gate, and I think that's important that we do that.
Thank you. Mr. Webster?
One of the things that I wanted to do is add another SRO to our high schools. One reason is I have a child who's in public schools, Orange County Public Schools right now. They can reach out to the kids, touch base with them, talk to them, mentor them, and be a sounding board, someone that they can go to and talk to and vent to, and actually reach out and have a conversation with someone who truly cares for them. I know my daughter reaches out to the SRO, and they have a good time. They talk at lunch, and that touches my heart. I see what's coming of that. If we can have more open relationships with our youth, whether it's in our schools, whether it's in with our patrol officers out and about, whether it's in the gangs unit, investigations. If you see someone standing on the side of the road, pull over, step out, introduce yourself. Be open, be available to any youth that we have in our county. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cagle?
Well, I've been preaching it for months, like I said, new programs in the schools, especially programs that deals with the effects of bullying. Like I said, one way we can do this, like I said, is by putting systems in place using social media, like I said, where the students, you can report, like I said, these acts. Like I said, without the fear of retaliation. So these incidents can be turned over to school administrators, and the counseling can be provided. I think that's real important, like I said, especially to the safety aspect of our schools. I mean, studies show that every 2 out of 3 school shootings, like I said, are directly connected, like I said, to the effects of bullying. Like I said, often the ones that bully, like I say, end up in jail at an early age. That goes right back to what Larry was talking about. About them being in jail, like I said, before they even get out of school. Like I said, the ones that are bullied, like I said, without counseling, turn to drugs. New programs in the schools.
Mr. Caldwell?
I think it boils down to accountability and responsibility. We need to explain to them. That is the kids and the families, get them involved, hold them accountable for what it is, give them examples, and we've got to give them an alternative. As Andy was saying about the bullies, your bullies create such a big problem. We have to get in and find out what's going on to stop them, get the parents involved, let them know what's going on with their child, and get that communication level. We don't communicate anymore on any level, and we've got to bring that, and I think once we bring that communication back, we're going to be on the road to solving a lot of our problems.
Thank you. Mr. Fawcett.
I think one of the things, this is a pet peeve of mine as well, is what we have to do is not only our youth, we have to do our parents as well. That plays a very important part on how we nature our youth. The parents are going to have to be involved with what we do. All right, because they're going to have to learn a lesson as well. Not just the kids, but the parents have to learn as well. You'd be surprised how many parents we have do not know what their kids do in the school. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. You know, we take our kids off, we drop them off at school, and you don't see them anymore till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then it's about time to go to bed. And how many of us do go home and ask our kids what you did that day? We have to bring these kids and families together. This is where it starts, guys. And when I say school to prison pipeline, this is what we're heading for. And we got to do something about it. We got to get these kids on the straight and narrow. And then the way to do that, we have to foster these kids and put programs. And the programs are going to have to be, we have to sit down and talk about the communication, how we're going to communicate it, how the school system and Orange County Sheriff's Department and the other agencies are going to get together and do it together. We got to do it together. It's not just this agency or that agency. We have to do it together. And we all have to be on the same page.
Ms. Parker.
All right. This is actually one of my platforms. It's the implementation of a countywide community policing initiative. Over the years, due to increased call volumes and effort to make sure calls are answered in a timely manner, we've basically put a door between ourselves and our communities. It's time to open the doors and get back into our communities to build trust and reassure everyone that we're all in this together. We live and work in these communities. We're vested in the decrease of crime rates and increasing quality of life within our county. It's time to get rid of whatever barriers separate our communities and bring everyone together. We should unite the county. Your sheriff's office should unite the county. It shouldn't divide it. We've got to get into the schools. We have to re-implement the Explorer program, which I am a product of. As Charles was saying, Archie Daniel, who's now captain with the sheriff's office, actually got me started in law enforcement, and I'm very grateful for that. If it had not been for him and the Explorer program that the sheriff then funded and backed 100%, I might not be here today. So we need to do that. We need to reach out to our communities. We've got to get back out to the parents of these kids, and we have to let them know, hey, there's something else out there. You don't need to go down this path. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a very popular question that we've received, so I'm guessing there's some sheriff's deputies in the audience or maybe some family members, but this has to do with pay. And for each candidate, do you have any plans on restructuring employee pay at the department? Mr. Webster.
The professional career development that I was talking about will enhance the pay. I would try to go to the county commissioners, speak to the county commissioners about implementing that career development. The more training you have, education that you have, I encourage that. That's going to make a better deputy. That's going to make a professional deputy. And I encourage that training. Along with that, we can look into advancing their pay. The Sheriff's Department is a little underpaid for their deputies. The insurance isn't the greatest insurance in the world, but who has great insurance anyway today? That's tough on everybody. But that's something that we'll be looking at and trying to move forward with, is increasing their pay, with along with their years of service, their training, and their education.
Thank you. Mr. Cagle?
Yeah, I plan to make some changes, like I said, in pay. Like I said, for the ones at the top, like I said, it would take a little while. Like I said, the area I want to deal with, like I said, is the lower half of the staff. Like I said, you know, that this comes about through what I call pay suppression. Like I said, through the downfall of the economy, like I said, I mean, where there was, you know, no raises, like I said, for several years, like I said, new deputies come in, like I said, on a higher pay scale than the deputies that were there for 5 years. Like I said, those pays need to be adjusted, like I said, and I'd like to work with the commissioners, like I said, to get those pays adjusted.
Thank you, Mr. Caldwell.
Sir,
I can't say that'll be one of the first things I look at. Whether it'll be changed or not, I don't know. I'll have to look at it, investigate, compare, search around until I can find out what's the best deal and most feasible plan to go with.
Mr. Fawcett.
That's an amen, and I'm all for it. but I think the first thing we got to do is work hand-in-hand with county commissioners. That's one. So we can sit down and find a viable solution. of what we need to do, where we need to go, and what steps we need to take to do it. And I think that's a big part, is communicating with our county commissioners. And that has to be done. We have to communicate with our county commissioners. And I'm all for it. So, you know, that's one of the first things I would like to do.
Mr. Parker?
Again, that's actually one of my platforms. Career progression and retention. As Keith was saying, you know, we need to set out certain standards for each of our deputies, each of our employees. You meet a certain standard, you move up in pay. Of course, we have to work with county commissioners, of course, they fund it, but there's also areas within the sheriff's office budget that we can probably make cuts and also help fund that. Retention is the big thing. We've got officers, deputies that leave, going to other agencies, making more than what they make. We need to retain those deputies. It costs us more as a county to hire somebody and train them to what the person that left was at. So, yes, I am in favor of looking at pay.
Mr. Blackwood.
I absolutely want to look at salaries. As I said earlier, I want to make sure that they're consistent with those across the state. Salary compression, for those of you that don't know what that term is all about, first off, you have to consider Orange County's 407 square miles. Picture Chapel Hill city limits, and picture putting seven of those inside Orange County. I went to work on the same day that a Chapel Hill police officer went to work, and when I retired, he was making $20,000 a year more than I was. I supervised three people in my department that made more money than I did. One was a captain of investigations, and one was a IT director, and the other was a crisis worker. So I understand what it's like to have a job where you don't feel like you're being paid what you're worth. When I took the promotion to major of operations, I got a 10% pay raise. I'll guarantee you that I had 90% more responsibility. I didn't work there because of the money I was made. I worked there because I loved what I did. That's what I want my people to do. If I can't balance the scale on money, I can balance the scale on their appreciation. The county commissioners do hold the key, but if we bring them a program that can be funded and is going to work, they will back it. I know they will, and salary compression is a problem. We had a study several years ago where we looked at the salaries and we handed up some things, and I want to see that if a man goes and gets a college degree in the work-related field, that they're compensated for that. So, yes, I do want to see the salaries evaluated.
Thank you. In that vein of working with the county, which just about all of you have mentioned, starting with Mr. Cagle, how would you work to improve coordination with the towns and with Orange County?
Well, I mean, not being, like I say, inside the sheriff's office, like I say, I don't know what their communication level is. Like I say, I mean, from my perspective, like I say, I don't see where there would be a problem. Like I say, I mean, we would compliment, like I say, I mean, the other agencies, like I say, where we could, like I say, and assist them upon request. Working with the other elected officials, like I say, in Orange County, like I say, I mean, I'd approach that, like I say, as a from a business perspective, like I said, with public safety, like I said, being the main interest.
Thank you. Mr. Caldwell?
Somebody's got to make the first step. And I think that very simply, a phone call in the morning to find out what's going on, sit up and meet with a cup of coffee with the chiefs and everything, talk about what problems are going on, what's happening, get the communication going. And like I said, I have no problem being the first one to pick up that phone and talk to another police chief or another sheriff to communicate and find out what's going on and what do we have crossing over our lines.
Mr. Fawcett.
There's one word that can solve all that, and that's communication. You know, somebody will have to initiate it, and I don't have a problem initiating communication. Through my years of working at the sheriff's office, I've worked with probably every agency here in state, federal, and didn't have a problem. We've worked task force, we've done just about everything. But it's all about communicating, everybody getting together and being on the same page as what we want to accomplish. I don't care whose territory is whose territory. We accomplish great things working together. And that's where it all starts. You know, I don't care if this person gets it or this person gets it. And I think we just making a tug of war. It shouldn't be a tug of war. It should be, hey, this person's gone, this person's off the street, we work well together. That's the way it should be.
Thank you. Mr. Parker?
Well, definitely communication. You know the old saying, listen twice as much as you speak. Well, that's the big thing. We need to listen not only to the other agencies within the county, but we need to listen to the communities. What are they seeing? You know, what do they like to see? What do they want their sheriff's office doing? That's what we need to do. We need to listen and then act on what they tell us. Thank you.
Mr. Blackwood?
The working relations of a department depend on the leader of that department having the presence at those meetings. I think the sheriff needs to be at the meetings. I've worked with chiefs. Larry and I both have been to agencies throughout the state and this community working on programs. We have a good working relationship with our area agencies. It has to flow from the top to the bottom. When we go to these meetings and we have tabletop discussions or plans, we have to make sure that our troops carry out those duties when we get back. So I think as a sheriff, we're going to have to work personally with these chiefs and with these administrators to make certain that whatever we're talking about doing gets to the line officer.
Thank you, Mr. Webster.
Communications, just like everyone else is saying, is huge. I would personally go and meet with the other chiefs in our county and any other agency who would like to work with us. Sometimes you have to be a little humble. Sometimes you have to be the lead agency. Sometimes you have to be assisting agency. And that means sometimes you have to be humble. You can't always be on top and you can't always be the lead agency. And sometimes we forget that. If we can be humble and work well together and not hold any grudges or anything against another agency. Yes, the Sheriff's Department and the Sheriff is the highest sworn law enforcement officer in the county, but sometimes that Sheriff needs to be a little humble. And that way you can work well with other agencies.
Thank you. And we have time for one final question before you begin your closing statement. All of you, just about every one of you, have law enforcement experience. So something motivates you every day to get up, or will motivate you every day, if you're sheriff, to get up to represent the people of Orange County. So what is the one public safety issue that draws you to this race to become our top law enforcement officer? Mr. Caldwell.
The one thing that draws me to this position, gosh, I just have to say, I'm a resident here. I've been here all my life. It's something that I can do. I can do it well. I've traveled up and down the East Coast helping other communities organize. I think I can get our community organized so that everything we do has a very positive impact on everyone. When I say everyone, I do mean everyone. Not just some people going home feeling safe, not worried about their doors being kicked in or being robbed, or feeling unsafe and communicating the fact that they're a victim. And that really makes me want to get out and do it. I think that's what gets me up, is just wanting to come out and help the people.
Mr. Fawcett?
You know, I've done this, and I've done this for a pretty good while. And my thing, what gets me up every morning is, and I'm still doing it here and there in a little bit, is it's those pictures on those kids' faces in the schools. Is what they see and what I see as myself coming up and not having the same things these kids had and the opportunities that these kids had, because things have changed since I was coming up. And what gets me up is knowing that I'm going to touch a life. I'm going to touch somebody's life. I don't care if it's one, I don't care if it's a half, but I'm going to touch somebody's life. And that's what I get out. I'm touching somebody's life every day. Whether it's coaching, whether it's in the school system, or whether I'm walking to the grocery store and speaking to someone. I'm going to touch somebody because that's the way I am. I'm a people person. And I'm going to be a sheriff for the people. And that's what gets me going. And I'm a lifelong resident of Orange County, and I care about Orange County and what it represents.
Mr. Parker?
Quite simply, service. I'm here to serve the people of the county, just like I serve the people of the town of Hillsborough. I want to make sure that you and your families are safe and sound, that my son is able to grow up and go to school, go to college, and enjoy a full life. That's all I want, is to serve you, the people of Orange County. Thank you.
Mr. Blackwood.
I think in life some people are leaders, and some people go to school to learn how to do it. Some people are born with it. I enjoy solving problems. I enjoy dealing with people, knowing that they trust me enough to come to me with their problem. It's not about ego. It's not about power. It's just knowing that somebody had enough faith and trust in you to come to you with sometimes their most personal issue, and knowing that you can help them solve that problem, offer them a solution in a respectful and a confident manner, and respect their privacy in doing so. So it's problem solving for me.
Mr. Webster.
Basically, I love helping people. I love coming to work. Every day I have to work, I enjoy putting my uniform on and coming to work. I'm a servant. I've been a servant to the citizens of Orange County all my adult life. I enjoy that. I was raised that way by my parents, is to be a humble individual and to help people. And until this day, I thank my parents for that, to show me the right way to do things. So I am a servant to the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cagle.
Yeah, for me, what gives me the drive, like I said, to be a candidate for sheriff, like I said, is better working condition for the deputies, like I said, better protection, like I said, for the citizens. I'm all about service delivery, like I said. You know, as a businessman, you know, I've always strived for excellence in service. That's what gives me the drive, better programs in the schools.
And now we will go to our closing statements. Mr. Fawcett.
Well, it's only just a couple things that I'm going to say. I don't have to go in the phone booth and come out and change who I am. What you see right here, I've been like this 57 years. And you're going to see the smile on my face every day, regardless of where you are, where you're coming from. You're going to see me treat you like a human being every day. And I can guarantee you my officers will be held accountable for anything that happens. I will be held accountable, and we will be fair, and we will have diversity. And I can't say it any better than that. I don't have to change and try to get you to see who I am. This is who I am, and this is every day.
Mr. Parker.
I'll be short and sweet. By increasing effective proactive enforcement of criminal, drug, and alcohol violations, by modernizing our techniques, partnering with our sister agencies, as well as the community, the goal of providing a better quality of life for you, the citizens of Orange County, will be met fairly. And I may be the one that answers your 911 call, because I'm not going to sit behind a desk every day that I'm at work. I'm going to be out on the street. I'm going to be checking in with my deputies. I'm going to be checking in with the community. You may see me somewhere having lunch with somebody in the community. That's who I am. Thank you.
Mr. Blackwood.
I know the sheriff's office inside and out. I know the county. I've grown up here. I've watched it grow. I know what the county needs from the department. And you've heard from all of us a lot of ideas tonight. It doesn't matter how bad I want the job, and it doesn't matter how bad any of them want the job. What matters is who you want to serve you, who you want to have the job. And I hope that through tonight, you've learned a little bit about each of us to help you make a better decision. If you haven't, go to our websites. We've all got one, and learn a little bit more. If you've got questions about what we've got to do, what we've got to say or offer, call us. I'm proud of my record over the last 32 years with the Sheriff's Office, and I'm willing to step up and serve and take on this next challenge. Thank you very much.
Mr. Webster.
We will hold our account, myself, along with every deputy there, accountable for their actions, looking at transparency of the agency. Also, being able to reach out to our communities, reaching out to diverse communities, making everyone feel welcome for the quality of life that we have here in Orange County. I want folks to feel comfortable when they call that 911 and that sheriff's deputy pulls up, no matter who they are, where they are, or how they communicate with one another. I want them to feel safe and secure when those deputies pull up. So I'm looking at accountability, transparency of all of our deputies in that sheriff's department. Thank you.
Mr. Cagle.
No, that's accountability, transparency through accreditation, CLIA accreditation. Like I said, where we are inspected by outside source. Like I said, that shows we're accountable. Investing in our children, better programs in the schools. Reduce the size of our patrol areas. Like I said, I mean, so our deputies have more time to interact, like I said, with you, the citizens of Orange County, to build those communications, like I said, and the bond, like I said, that they need to build to achieve, like I said, the goals in deterring crime. Efficiency through technology. I'll stop there. Please look, visit my website and see my green fleet proposal. Thank you.
Mr. Caldwell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Orange County needs a sheriff's department, or the Orange County Sheriff's Department needs a leader who can make optimal decisions quickly, sometimes with limited information. Any effective organization must be built on three solid pillars: the best personnel, first-rate training, and highly functional equipment. All these parts must work together to make sure that we have a smooth-running organization and an effective outcome. I work as your sheriff to make sure that all these pillars are in place. Appreciate your support and look forward to serving as your sheriff.